Well, shifting gears here a little bit. How about that? Shifting gears.
You
Yeah,
watch one car movie and you know
one car movie, and
car
I'm talking. Well,
lingo.
I didn't know what NOS was until I saw that.
Not your sock sack.
Yeah. But every Tuesday, on a more serious note, we take the opportunity to relate back to a story that I had that certainly changed my life. I had the opportunity to reconnect with an old professor of mine, Maury Schwartz, in the month that he was dying from Lou Gehrig's disease. And we met every Tuesday and talked about what's important in life once you really realize you're going to die, as he did. And the results were the book Tuesdays with Maury, which certainly became something that I never anticipated, as it was just written originally to just pay his medical expenses. But it's enabled me to experience a lot of things in life, meet an awful lot of people. And on Tuesdays, we usually play some of the original tapes between myself and Maury that we didn't use in the book. But today, we're actually going to do things a little bit differently, because I was reading the New York Times the other day, and there's a story about how, well, in one particular case, a gentleman decided to have a funeral before he died. Now, this happened with Maury. Maury had attended a funeral while he was in the throes of dying from Lou Gehrig's disease. And when he came back from the funeral, he said, "You know, that's a shame. All those nice things were said about my friend Irv, and he never had a chance to hear them. I don't want that to happen at my funeral. If somebody has something nice to say about me, I want to hear it right now." And so he invited people over to his home, and he had what was sort of a living funeral where everybody stood up and sort of paid tribute. Some people told jokes, some people told stories. And at the end, the deceased, so to speak, Maury, stood up and was able to tell everyone in the room how much he loved them and how much they meant to him and things like that. Well, now I read in this New York Times piece that other people have caught on with this idea as well and are doing it as a way of sort of coming to grips with it. And two of those people participated in one. Marty Geltman is joined by his wife Zella here on the Mitch Albom Show on the line. Mr. Geltman is suffering from the symptoms of a malignant brain tumor, and over the weekend held a living memorial, or living funeral, if you would. And I want to welcome the Geltmans to the program. Nice to have you on with us.
Great to be here.
Mr. Geltman, what was your thought in having this? Was this more for you or for the guests who attended?
Oh, it was for everybody to receive it. It was wonderful. We had 100, 200 people. We had entertainment, warm, just people warm and hug, kiss, the best.
How much of it actually resembled what goes on at a normal funeral in terms of speeches or religious ceremony or anything like that?
None.
None. It was completely atraditional.
It was a celebration. That's what I wanted, was celebration.
So there
we
were no
wanted entertainment. We wanted people to celebrate by toast, but mostly I wanted roast. It was so wonderful.
And I assume that a lot of people were able to stand up and tell you how much you meant to them. And of course, I know you were a teacher for many, many years. You were involved in your community and volunteerism as well. So I'm sure there's some pretty nice stories and some pretty nice memories shared by the people who were there. How did you feel after it was over?
Surprisingly, it wasn't what I thought it would be. Yes, a lot of our seniors and centers in front of older people, and they saw something about, and I wanted it to be that way, an art of dying. But how about the 20 years old? How about the 30, the 40, and went on and on? What I really saw, what was the art of living? A lot of them. People came up to me and said, and wanted to know more. Their nature is at this point. What is their, what, and it's acting, I know. But to show him, what is life really worth about?
Mrs. Geltman, how did you take it? I mean, this is obviously a difficult thing. On the one hand, it is a recognition that your husband is dying, as it was when Maury went through his. On the other hand, it is, as your husband points out, a celebration, as opposed to, you know, a funeral is already after the fact, after, you know, what's something that most people perceive as sad and terrible has already happened. How did you take it?
I loved the fact that he could hear all of these stories that he would have missed at that would take place at a memorial service.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like my son put it was two teachers still teaching, mm-hmm. that people were could and what Marty was hoping people would draw some attitudes from it to that he could take a positive outlook at such a difficult time that he could choose to celebrate instead of, you know, being sad and low, especially as you could see that he can't express himself as he always was so articulate. He loved the idea that so many of the men mentioned how he had hugged them and how shocked they were at first, but that he thought many people who were there that day, as he said, the young people, men in their 20s and 30s and 40s, might take from it that they could open up to the idea of hugging,
yeah.
and showing affection.
Well, it's a wonderful idea, having been through some of them, and it does celebrate life. And if you accept that death is part of the whole life circle, then that's not an alien idea. You can celebrate life even as you're recognizing death. Marty Geltman and Zella Geltman, we thank you so much for spending some time with us. That's a little unusual Tuesdays with Maury segment, but it does give some food for thought, and as my old teacher would say, that's the best kind.